Marketing Espresso, making marketing as enjoyable, energizing, and digestible as your morning coffee.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Marketing Espresso. So grateful you have chosen to listen to this podcast. Absolutely love that you're, you know, loving it, obviously. That's why you're back again. Maybe it's your first episode. Let me know. I love to hear from my listeners. I love to learn what you're loving, what you're not loving, who you are, what your struggles are, all of that stuff. So please let me know. It's a Tuesday, so I have a guest for you. But before I get into today's guest, I do just want to remind you that if you haven't left a review or a rating or you haven't subscribed yet, it would be massive if you could. So please do. It really helps me grow the podcast and spread it far and wide. So if you're loving it, that's the best gift that you can give me. So today, as I said, Tuesday, I have a really great guest for you. Me and her have decided that we are actually twins. We look similar. We have the same glasses. It's kind of a little bit ridiculous. And yeah, I'm excited to bring Claudia to you today. Claudia Neilshaw is a champion for women, teaching them how to market with confidence and build a powerful personal brand. She's an ex-lawyer and corporate comms girl turned entrepreneur, determined to make marketing education more accessible to women all over the world. Through one-on-one coaching, online programs, and education platforms, Claudia candidly shares the most authentic ways to grow your business, powerful storytelling, and a compelling personal brand. Her mission is to elevate the voices of women globally so that there are more women in positions of power and influence. Claudia is currently writing a book called How to Market with Confidence, a marketing playbook for women in business. So excited for when that one comes out. Make sure you follow her on all the socials and things. Her details are in the show notes. But me and her are so incredibly aligned in how we believe marketing should be approached. So I hope that you love this chat. As always, reach out, say hi. Make sure you, you know, connect with Claudia as well if you love this episode. And have a great week, guys.
Claudia, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Beck.
I'm really grateful that you're here, and we've got some pretty good topics to go over. But before we do, we've just recently discovered that you and I are actually twins.
Well, we look the same. We sound the same. We're both equally as obsessed by marketing, and we're currently wearing the same glasses, which is even funnier.
I just love this for us.
Twins.
We even have the same hair color, and it's both naturals. This is like utterly ridiculous, but you know.
Is it though? Or is it a greater marketing campaign we've been working on for many years?
Yeah. I had to actually dye my hair back natural for this exact chat.
You knew.
I knew that we were going to reach out and meet each other and just align perfectly.
How it happens.
All right. So shit hot solution offers. Talk me through it.
I always say to people, when you're thinking about marketing your business, there's really only kind of four things you need to know. You need to know who you are, what you stand for, who you serve, and what those shit hot solution offers are going to be that make people go, you are absolutely the person for me. Mm-hmm. Now, I often say that with a shit hot solution offer, it's really the combination of having a deep, deep understanding of what your client or your dream client lays awake at night thinking about and what they desire the most, or what they tell their friends about, or what they fantasize about, whether it's in their life or in their business. And ultimately, your offer needs to solve that problem or meet that desire in such a way that they think they can visualize and they can actually see what that journey to success looks like and what that end game looks like. And so when we think about an offer, it's simply a proposition to someone else saying, I've got a skill set, or I've got a thing, a resource, and an event that is going to change your life and transform the way that you're doing things. Mm. But where I see a lot of people go wrong is assuming that it's just the skill set that's interesting. So, you know, everyone's got a skill set. Doesn't matter if you're a marketer, you're a lawyer, you're a hairdresser, you're a florist. The interesting thing about you isn't that you're a marketer, florist, designer, whatever. The interesting thing is, like, what can you actually do with that skill set? And that's the thing that makes you different and interesting to your ideal client.
Yeah, I love that. It's that whole thing of, like, no one can do what you do in the way that you do it.
And I think also, like, really reducing any kind of scarcity mindset or competition around the fact that someone else does the same thing as you. Both you and I are marketers, right?
Yeah.
And we both have a mindset that says, how the hell can we collaborate more?
Yeah, 100%. We literally just had that chat.
Totally. And we do something so similar, and we know that because we're so aligned, we're able to get an outcome or create an experience or change people's lives with double the power? Why would you try and get somewhere by yourself?
Yeah.
When you could go with someone else and get there twice as fast.
Yeah, what's that saying? If you want to go somewhere quickly, go alone. But it's not that. If you want to go,
I honestly think it's the quote that I'm referring to, but I paraphrased, which is basically the story of my life.
I love it. It's so true though. Like I feel, you know, I often say to myself, like I do a lot of shit alone, but the one thing I realize is actually, no, I don't really do. The only thing I do alone is cook and live alone. And even then, like, you know, I'm constantly having people drop into my world. Like, and that's the thing, like as humans, community, right? Like we're literally like we're supposed to be in communities. But back to like shit, because you know me, we can talk all day about collaboration, right? But how then do you package it up? Like, how do you find your shit hot offer that's like, that is unique to you? Like, what's a way that someone could figure out, hey, that is my unique, like the unique thing about my skill set?
So I think if we're talking about a unique offer, we can dance in the spectrum of showing up to only serve our dream client. We say, okay, I need to create everything that my client needs in order to succeed. Absolutely. But sometimes we neglect our own enjoyment of delivering that offer. And so I think there's like two sides of the coin in saying, okay, how can I balance the wanting to fix my client's problem or meet their desire, choosing a format that really suits me to deliver it, and then bringing them together in like that happy medium middle and saying, okay, what have we got crossover here? So for example, if you are someone who delivers advice or support, you might be someone who really loves to do that online. You're a little bit introverted. You like working from your desk at home. Or you might be someone who's super extroverted, wants to do it face-to-face, really wants to be amongst it. When you're choosing how you want to deliver an offer, you're also considering like how much energy it's going to need from you. If you're someone who really doesn't like delivering things online, it's going to restrict you. It's going to make you feel lonely and not feeling that joy. Chances are you're actually not going to show up and deliver that offer in the way that is going to be best for you.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're thinking about, you know, a certain skill set and then how we package up that offer, ultimately, I think it is about prioritizing what is that highest outcome that my client might achieve. So I always say like, okay, if we're starting at the bottom and saying something along the lines of, okay, I review legal contracts for business owners. You're a lawyer. Congratulations. Former life. But then I would say like, so what? Why do I care about that thing? And so we'd go that next level up and say, okay, well, if I've got a skill set that reviews contracts for business owners, it actually gives them the protection that they need in order to keep growing their business with ease. It gives them the confidence to bring clients on knowing that they've got that protection and security behind them. And then I'd say again, okay, well, so what? Why do business owners need that security in order to grow their business? Because we know that most businesses fail in the first 2 years. And so how do we create an opportunity for more businesses to succeed with this specific skill set? And then you keep going up and up and up until ultimately you get to, great, if we've got more small businesses in Australia or in the world being the backbone of the economy, we're able to give more people opportunities to have the freedom, time, energy to be able to do work that they really love.
Yeah, I love that. That's brilliant.
I do say so myself.
I'm a bit speechless. No, I think that's a really great way of putting it, because I know myself, like I've tried many different things as a business owner, you know, like I've explored many different avenues, because you hear about many different ways to kind of package up what it is that's your uniqueness and what it is that you want to deliver and who it is that you want to deliver it to and all those things. And like, there were so many things that I was like, oh, I should try that. And then there was just this constant pullback, like, don't do it, don't do it. And it wasn't until I actually kind of thought, why am I like, let's think about what's happening there. And it was the fact like I'm a raging extrovert and I love connection. And what I was trying to do would not work with either of those things.
Yes. It wasn't aligned. And when we focus on creating offers that aren't aligned with the way that we want to work, the way that we want to live, the way that we want to show up, we don't prioritize it and we resent it. And when we look at running our own businesses, the ideal scenario is that every day we wake up and we think, God, I love being alive. I love breathing this air. I love showing up to my work, serving my clients, doing work I feel really excited about.
Mm.
Guaranteed that naturally we have normal human days where we might be tired or not feeling it. But generally, We want to do more of the things that we enjoy. So why wouldn't you prioritize delivering your work in a way that really suits you and aligns with your personality?
And also deliver work that does that too, right? Like find that shit hot offer that aligns with you as well as the fact that your clients need this and they want to spend the money on it. Because let's be honest, you need people that have money.
Absolutely. And being willing to have a conversation and being curious about asking your dream clients questions of what does trouble them. And I think for a lot of people, they're actually scared to ask for feedback or ask for data from that pool of people who are going to give them the most accurate information. And it seems crazy, right? That you would go and create something and then bring it back and say, hey, I created the thing. What do you think? And your dream clients go, well, it resonates with me because of X, Y, Z, or actually that's not really what I'm after at all. So you need it's a marketing and sales is a two-way conversation in which two people speak. It's not just one person talking to the market and hoping that people will start running.
Yeah, so true. The research element, I think, is missing for a lot of people because they're just like, no, I've created this thing and someone's going to want it. It's like, are you sure?
And even being brave enough to say, okay, well, if I'm so focused on creating the thing, create as you go and get feedback along the way. Don't feel like you have to create this incredible comprehensive offer that it's going to take you weeks, months, years, huge amounts of time, energy, money. And then you get there and you go, why aren't people buying from me? Why wouldn't you seek the opportunity to co-create with your dream client and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this thing, even treating it like a bit of a pilot or a bit of a trial of let's create this together. And I find that in my experience in my own business and also with my clients, when they ask for that feedback and they show genuine curiosity to learn, that's when you get the best response.
Yeah, I love that. I think let's wrap it because that's so helpful. I think,
I love marketing espresso. It's like, shot, here you go, babe.
100%. You were supposed to be able to listen to this in the time that it takes to drink a coffee.
I love it.
Your coffee might be a bit cold by now.
Yeah, or I'm in the car. I'm having a coffee in the car. I'm getting to my destination. I'm commuting. A couple of shots on the way. Heart rate's booming.
Coffee shops, people. We're not talking other shots. That's a different conversation.
Later on. Espresso martinis.
I like that. That's our other podcast we're going to collaborate on. All right, where can people find you?
People can find me. Instagram's the best. Claudia.Neilshaw. I'm a hoot. I promise. Come and hang out. It's my kind of.
Oh, my God. I introed you as Claudia.
Yeah, I'm a cloud, like cloud in the sky.
Oh, people.
I don't think you said my name at the beginning, Beck.
Oh.
But I'm a cloud in the sky. Spelt like Claudia.
Yeah, I love that. I didn't actually know that about you. There we go. We learned something new too.
Surprise.
Okay, sorry, I ruined that. So where can people find you?
People can find me on Instagram, Claudia.Neilshaw. I promise I'm an absolute hoot there and come and see what it's like running a business to help women market with confidence and also just my general life, which is also a lot of fun.
Yeah, you are a hoot. I can say that. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm sure you'll be back again.
Thank you.
Hi, Beck here, just dropping in to say that if you are struggling with your marketing planning, I have got the solution just for you. I have recently launched my marketing planner to the world and I am offering it to you at a 5% discount for listening to the potty. You can see what's in the planner and how it's going to change your life simply by visiting my website, beckchapel.com.au, and heading to the resources section. When you're ready to check out, chuck in Potty VIP and you'll get your 5% discount. Thanks for listening, and I hope that it changes your life.